Kelly Smith is a graduate ecologist and honours student at Federation University. I think this is an obvious question, but koalas. Why are you interested in koalas?
I love koalas. They're one of my favourite animals. So it's really important that we help save the koala in our country.
Tell us about this project. What are you doing?
So this is a citizen science project where I'm getting volunteers to help me collect koala scat. So at the moment, my project is on the Mornington Peninsula, and we're also collecting in areas just outside of the Mornington Peninsula between here and the Strzelecki Ranges.
So why? Why are you wanting to collect this stuff?
Because we don't know much about the genetic diversity of the koalas in the south, in Victoria and South Australia. So it's just believed that the koalas in Victoria have come from translocated koalas, which have come from a breeding program on French Island and Phillip Island. So they came from about a handful of koalas. So it's believed that all these koalas have a really low genetic diversity and are really prone to diseases and abnormalities. But they've recently found, in 2018, they found that the Strzelecki koala population have a really high genetic diversity. So I just wanted to find whether there are any koalas on the Mornington Peninsula that could be remnants to those koalas, and if any of them contain a high genetic diversity, so that we could possibly use the peninsula as an insurance population, as well as the Strzelecki koala population that's being used as an insurance population now too.
I've looked at this for quite some time. We've spoken quite a bit about koalas, particularly in southwest Victoria, and the fact that there's a lot of them, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're not endangered. So perhaps if you can explain about the numbers of koalas in Victoria and why there is a potential problem.
It's really complicated, because in Victoria and South Australia, there's no protection for koalas. So what you have a completely different story up in north. So the northern population has been classified as endangered at the moment, so that's due to low numbers, but they have high genetic diversity, and so they have really little habitat. Down here we have really high numbers, so there's about 460,000 koalas, but they have a really low genetic diversity and also not much habitat. So at the moment you're seeing high numbers of koalas in lots of areas like Cape Otway, where there's too many koalas in one area and they just become overabundant and start eating all of the trees, and then that affects all the other animals that rely on that same, and plants that rely on that same habitat.
We talk a lot about citizen science on the ABC, and that of course is about people who are able to share their time helping people like yourself, Kelly. What are you asking them to do?
If they can help collect, so all they need to do is really find koala trees. Like 90% of the time I don't see any koalas, I just collect their poo from underneath the koala trees. So mainly around here they just like manna gum, peppermint gum, swamp gum, blue gum. And yeah, and then to give me a call, so they need to be picked up with toothpicks and just put into upright into a container and left in a dry location. So at the moment, most of the koalas are located in private property, so it's really hard for any scientists to come and do any kind of sampling on koalas. It's also really expensive to catch koalas to do tissue sampling. So scat collection is a really easy way for people to help. It's a really fun way of people getting together. I'm organising volunteering days on the peninsula to teach people how to do it themselves. And then this project will eventually end up being probably a PhD if we get enough funding, where I'll try to profile the whole of Victoria.
So if you find this information out and you're able to perhaps work out a plan, what will that plan look like? Describe what might be happening in the future that might effectively save our Victorian koalas.
Well, we kind of need to get a big database of their genetic diversity. We really need to understand their genetics. We need to understand how they're using the land, their disease status. You know, their two main diseases are chlamydia and retrovirus. Are there any remnants? So, yeah, we need this information. It's the missing link right now to protect the koalas. There's already a lot of money being pumped into the northern koala populations, but nothing down here. There's really not enough research that's been done. So this study hopefully will provide some positive results. And it would be really good right now if people, even if they can't help with the actual scat collection, I just really need to build a network of organisations, wildlife carers, land care groups right now, so that eventually I can go around next year, this would start, and organise volunteering days and weeks where these groups of people who already have like established volunteers can help me find these scats in areas, because I don't know the areas very well, so I just need the volunteers and locals to show me where these koalas are, and we can go around and get as many scats as we can.